Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro and Micro News for Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024. It's a daily podcast covering macro and micro cap news that's relevant to the UK. By the way, if you want to receive my weekly email tips letter on microcap stocks, then visit sharepickers.com/tips. It's free. Okay, so it doesn't cost you anything, and it's information on which to base your research. Okay, let's look at the some of the markets today. FTSE 100 up 0.45% to 8272. What were you? 250 up 0.53% to 20,854. We've got the small cap FTSE fledgling sort of index. That's up 0.09% to 6865. AIM All Share up 0.17%, 769, sorry. Brent, it's up to $81 a barrel. Gold above now, 2,511. Well, it's not above that, it's above 2,500. But, you know, above 2,500. It's still rallying. And I say it'll continue to rally. As interest rates come down, gold will rally because they're bringing interest rates down because growth in America is not looking good. And so, weaker economy, most of the metals will weaken for a little bit until the Fed starts reducing rates. And then equities will do well, bonds will come down, and we'll be back to the races. The biggest move of the markets are central banks. Full stop. Once they start reducing interest rates, everything else, the equities start to rally. In fact, we saw a big rally on Wall Street last night based on their thinking now that, you know, that the Fed will go with a 25 basis point cut September and probably October. Okay, macro story number one. City investors are raising their bets the Bank of England could raise interest rates in September. The money markets now indicate there's a 45% chance that the bank rate is to cut to 4.75% next month from its current level of 5%, and a 55% chance that borrowing costs are remain unchanged. This follows this morning's data showing that inflation rose by less than expected in July to 2.2%, below city forecasts of 2.3%. Before this morning's data, a September rate cut was only 36% probability, according to city pricing. Traders also now expect two rate cuts by the end of this year. Previously, only one cut was fully priced in, with a second seen as likely. Inflation did tick up by 0.2%, but below forecasts. Also, core CPI, which excludes food and energy, dropped to 3.3% from 3.5% and below forecasts. So you're going to get little dips here and there, you know, but it's going in the right sort of direction. And this is what the Bank of England are looking at. Now, they're trading, you know, treading a very fine line between bringing inflation down and slowing the economy. Now, they have to slow the economy, but they don't want to go into recession territory. But you know what? There's a big lag factor on interest rates. And my thought is they will probably crash the economy, especially in America a little bit. And so they're going to have to start acting a bit faster on interest rates, which will boost equities. And of course, if you hold some bonds as well, it's also good because the bond price goes up, yield comes down. So you get, obviously, less of a yield, but the price will go up. Okay, story number two, this is quite interesting. Chinese car maker Zeekr said its new electric vehicle batteries charge faster than any of its rivals, including industry leaders Tesla and BYD. The firm claims its upgraded batteries can be charged from 10% to 80% capacity in 10.5 minutes using its ultra-fast charging stations. In comparison, Elon Musk's Tesla says a 15-minute charge allows its Model 3 to cover 170 miles, a little under half the car's full range. The battery also performs well in cold weather, charging from 10% to 80% of its capacity in less than half an hour, at temperatures as low as minus 10 degrees Celsius, the company also said. Why this is interesting is this is basically what's holding up adoption of EV. You will see, you know, faster charging batteries, the technology will get better. They'll also get cheaper. And so when it becomes, you know, on par with, you know, fuel, traditional fuel engines, ICE engines, internal combustion engines, the adoption of EV would be a no-brainer, because many people, not many people, well, some people or a lot of people can get solar panels on their roof. That means not only will they not be charged for electricity or energy, they also charge their car, which will cost nothing. That in itself will bring down inflation. You know, the cost of living won't be a problem if you can afford solar. Obviously, the capital outlay. In fact, the government should now, if they really want to accelerate adoption of renewables, they should introduce again subsidies for solar panels and EVs. And that would help a huge amount if they really want to adopt that. They've got to spend it. They can't just keep cutting. What I'm worried about Labour is they're cutting little jobs and projects. To stimulate the economy, you have to spend, you have to invest a little bit. Okay, maybe help get, you know, private companies involved. But they've really got to, you know, invest to accelerate. They can't just do nothing and just cut projects and accelerate. It doesn't work like that. You have to spend a little, you know, to accumulate a little. Anyway, story number three. And this is also interesting, because I've thought for a long time, you know, I'm quite annoyed at the way Elon Musk, as a billionaire, and Donald Trump as billionaires, think they can just ride roughshod over democracy in the US. They think they can sway the presidential election. Elon Musk did, you know, an interview with Donald Trump, a two-hour interview with Donald Trump. That guy's hilarious. You often think, is this real? I said to Vladimir, don't do it, Vladimir. I told him what I'd do to him if he invaded Ukraine. He said, no way. I said, way. I often think, is this guy, you know, a caricature? But he's real. But what's nice is that if Trump doesn't win, it proves just because you are a billionaire and you have the biggest social media following in the world, you can't manipulate the elections. Anyway, social media platform Blue Sky said it's seen a surge in signups in the UK in recent days, a sign that Elon Musk's controversial comments on the nationwide riots were prompting people to look for alternatives to X. Blue Sky has seen a 60% jump in general activity from accounts in the UK, with several members of parliament also joining the platform recently, the company said in an email statement on Monday. I urge you, if you're annoyed with what Elon Musk is doing, join Blue Sky. Join alternative. He is taking advantage of his position there, you know, as freedom of speech, but he is taking advantage there to try and sway the democracy, or to try and warp democracy and sway the electorate. It annoys me. And also just jumping in to the fray, you know, copying Keir Starmer, but the UK is in riot mode. It wasn't. There was a couple of thousand idiots and thugs. That's all they were. These are the kind of people who miss fighting at football matches. They get drunk and like to throw things at the police. They just want to go out there for a ruck, to smash windows, break cars. It's not an overhaul, a revolution in the UK. These are just idiots, drunk, wanting to cause trouble. You always have this kind of element in society. They're imbeciles. They do not stand for the wider population. Overall, the UK population are decent human beings. And then you've got this, you know, less than 1%, almost 0.01% of idiots that will always exist. And I hate Elon Musk stoking up issues and problems, saying, you know, oh, the UK has got a real issue here. It's on the edge of revolution. No, it's not, you fool. Okay. Microcap news. I'm going to be, this is, you know, consider it rampy or whatever you say, but I think this company is almost an industry changer. When I look at companies to invest into, I try and break it down into, you know, is this company a great business or an exceptional one? Now, just a bit in context, if you say you get 100 companies, you know, on AIM, there are very few exceptional businesses, like 1 in 100 maybe. You know, most businesses on AIM are average, or, you know, well, obviously they're mostly average. A lot of them are subpar resource companies digging up dirt in Africa or drilling for oil. They never create any real value. The share price will pop around, pop and drop, but they never create real values in generating cash, you know, and distributing that to shareholders. They're never going to do that. So you got most companies are sort of average, and then, you know, some below. Then you've got good businesses. I don't know how many 100 they are, but say 20 in 100, all right? Then you've got great businesses, and obviously there's less of those, maybe 5 in 100. And then you've got exceptional businesses. These are businesses that have the potential to change the industry they're in. And I believe Big Financial Cloud is an exceptional business. There's very few of these around, very few. They've had news out today, and if you don't know what Beaks are, I mean, I've done an interview with Gordon MacArthur, the CEO, owns 32% of the company. A very inspiring story, actually, he told me afterwards about he couldn't get any money to start this company up. He was almost laughed out of institutional investors' offices, saying, "You're too small." Now he's laughing. They released news today. They are a cloud computing and connectivity provider for financial markets, and they say they're pleased to confirm that the conditional contract for one of the largest exchange groups, these are stock exchange groups globally, announced on the 6th of February, has now received regulatory approval. This is huge. The deal helps further underpin the board's expectations for full year 2025 and marks the initial phase of an intended multi-year partnership between Beaks and the exchange. This deal marks the third international exchange to sign up to the Exchange Cloud. Beaks' multi-home, fully configured and pre-installed physical trading environment for fully optimized for global exchanges to offer cloud solutions to the end users. With a proven ability to secure contracts with one of the world's largest exchanges, Beaks remains highly confident in fulfilling the product's transformational potential. The Exchange Cloud pipeline continues to build, with advanced discussions taking place with other major exchanges across the globe. This is what the broker says. 20% plus infrastructure as a service growth story, reiterate by our expected 26% full year 23-26 sales and 29% earnings per share compound annual growth makes Beaks the fastest growing profitable high recurring revenue UK SMID cap software as a service stock on both metrics. The shares are attractive on a calendar year 2024, 3.9 EV sales, in our view, unjustifiably sits at the low end of global data center, cloud infrastructure, and infrastructure as a service, SMID cap peers. Since 2018, Beaks has achieved compound annual revenue growth of 32%. Now, if you don't understand what this does, let me sort of explain. Before Beaks came along, like, stock exchanges would basically give some space over to asset managers, banks, whatever, who wanted low latency trading platforms within their exchange. It was a cost for pretty much, you know, the exchanges. It cost them data and all that stuff and power, and they charged that. They wouldn't make sort of any money on it. You know, it would take space up. And these companies themselves, or the asset managers or banks, would have set up these platforms themselves. They have to outlay lots of money in data space, in racks, in technology, and they have to employ sort of, you know, software experts to bring up or develop a trading platform from scratch. So lots of time, lots of money, 6 months to a year to get this up and running, and it would cost them. Now, what Beaks does is say, we can spin you up a fully configured, compliant trading platform within the exchange. It costs you nothing up front. You pay as a service. You can try it out month on month. And the exchange themselves can look at this, white label it. So the exchange themselves sells it. So essentially it transforms the global exchange into a cloud platform. So it's good for the exchange because they make lots of money off it. It's good for asset managers and banks because it's fully compliant. It's literally can be started within a few weeks as opposed to months and months and months, even a year to after this. It doesn't cost them anything up front, and they can set up as many of these as they want, co-located physically within the global exchange. Now, if you understand the trillions of dollars that goes through these exchanges and how secure they have to be, now, get this. Beex is the only one doing this. And they said there's so much demand because it's good for the exchanges, it's good for the banks, asset managers. It works for both ends. And so now they basically have these global exchanges want to sign up and they'll be selling Beex's white label product on behalf of Beex. And they said they've already signed up 3 global exchanges. No one else is doing it. The current sort of competitors don't have this technology. They're not trusted in this space. They don't have these kind of contracts, which take years to build, by the way. 3 to 4 years to build. Okay? So they've got first mover advantage in an area of the market where trillions are spent. It's massive. Huge. Now, they're probably going to be taken out by maybe a hyperscaler. Hyperscalers can't get into this sector because, the cloud now exists within the exchange, not on the hyperscaler's cloud. They can't do trading on those clouds. It's a different kind of technology. So they're in a unique position where they're the only small company doing this and get this huge demand. This is why it's a game changer. I do see Beex being, if they continue to sign exchanges, being a multi-bagger. It's an exceptional business, like I said. By the way, the 145 million market cap, that's quite important as well because they're getting to the stage now where institutional investors, 150 pretty much plus, will be taking positions in Beex. Currently, just for this year, target price is 260, but that will increase. Like I said, right now, they're the only company. When you have this kind of, trusted position of being able to do this, other exchanges now, and if you saw my interview with Gordon, he said, it's odd because these exchanges do talk to each other. They dominate in each country, pretty much, the exchanges. They do talk to each other. And so they know what's going on. And so why wouldn't they offer this service to their clients? It makes sense for both parties. So I do see it as exceptional business because they can be an industry changer. Anyway, listen, please do your own research. Of course, I'm invested. I think it's a cracking company. The fact that Gordon owns 32%, I love as well. I wouldn't be surprised if some institutional investors, ask for some of his shares going forward. But check it out. It's never too late. I think, even though at the moment the target price is quite conservative, with each contract they sign, which are highly likely, that will increase. Okay? That's my thoughts anyway. Like I said, I'm biased. I hold shares. Do your own research, please. Just information. Next company, IXICO. Ticker IXI, the medical imaging advanced analytics company delivering insights into neuroscience, announces a trading update for the year ended the 30th of September 2024. Full year 2024, financial performance is expected to be ahead. Always nice to see that. Ahead of market expectations following new contract wins worth $5.8 million in the period since the 31st of March 2024, which was their half year. Full year 2024, revenue expected to be between $5.5 million and $5.9 million, reflecting growth of at least 20% in revenues across the second half of the year as compared to the first half of the year. Year-end order book expected to increase and return to prior end levels following signing contracts. So they said this expected increase in revenues and contract wins will improve cash and EBITDA performance as compared to the existing market expectations of 1.4 million cash and 2.1 million EBITDA loss, respectively. So expect to improve on that. So I did look back at their H1, by the way, the 31st of March. Revenues there were 2.5 million versus 3.2, so down a bit. Loss before tax, 1.5 million versus 884K last H1. They had cash of 2.5. It's going to be tight, isn't it, with cash, I think, here. So let's say they've improved a little bit from 1.4 million year end of cash to 1.5. They'll have lost a million in the final 6 months of the year. Let's say market cap, 5 million, 7.1 of with price, share price. Where's the price at the moment? The price is, by the way, Beaks is up 6% today, 234. It was a bit higher than that. So, oh, in fact, it just jumped 6.74%. But the volume today on Beaks is impressive. Average volume, 212,000 shares. Today, 738,000. There's some buyers in there. Ixigo, by the way, very impressive rise today. It's been hammered. I mean, if you look past, you know, it's at a multi-year low. Back in 30th November 2020, it was 120 a share. It's now £9.95 a share. But it is up 33% a day. So it is rallying. Target upside, the broker has 24 pence as the target, which is 237% up. But they are loss-making, and it'd be interesting to see. They seem to have enough cash for now, but yeah, so how much cash do they have? So 1.5. So they have 1.5 at year end, they say. Which is what, September, isn't it? How long that lasts, I don't know. But it could be in for a good rally here because, you know, they've still got a decent amount of runway on that cash level. And like I said, there's still a tiny, well, nano cap. So, of course, a little bit of volume after a big sell-off over multi-years could see a nice little bounce up in the shares. And the third company, news out today, I quite like this company. I did hold this, and I stopped loss kicked in a while back. But they are called Silver Bullet Data Services. SBDS, a ticker, a provider of AI-driven digital transformation services and products, announced a significant integration contracts and partnerships for 4D, the company's contextual marketing AI product. Silver has secured a new contract to integrate its 4D AI technology with one of the world's largest programmatic self-service advertising buying platforms. They've also launched 4D Mobile, an advanced contextual targeting and insight solution for privacy-first mobile advertising. This has been achieved through a new integration with a leading mobile app advertising exchange, which manages 10 billion mobile app advertising requests daily. Wow. The company is also pleased to announce the appointment of Zeus Capital Limited as its joint broker with immediate effect. Now, so I'm going to wait until half-year results are out because you know, I want to see where their cash levels are at. That's the only concern I have here. I want to see them get the profitability because I do think this is a decent company with good growth. Market cap is around about 14 million. Share price is 86 pence, up about 11% a day. So the full-year results for the 31st of December, revenue was 8.36 million versus 5.82. So that's a 44% top line growth. They are loss making, like I said, they reported loss before tax of 3.45 million. But that's down 54% on the previous year of 7.54 million. They did do a lot of development in 4D AI, which largely sort of, you know, curtailed now because it's up and running. So that loss will come down. But they only had cash, of 677k, and of course that's not going to last long. But on the 15th of July, they did secure a working capital facility through a $1 million receivables discounting facility, which is expected, they said, to support cash flow management. Interims will be out in September, worth watching. The fact they have got Zeus Capital suggests to me they may have a broker note coming out there, which would be nice, but also maybe they need to raise funds. I don't know, but I'm going to wait. This is definitely a company worth putting on the watch list in a very interesting area. The digital advertising market is changing, and they have solutions for that. Very big area, that. And like I said, $700 billion is spent a year on digital advertising, and the market is changing with the deprecation of cookies and all that stuff. So worth watching. Silverbullet, SBDS. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and speak to you tomorrow. Do your own research, please, on anything I mention. I'm biased on Beaks because I hold them, because I think they're a cracking company. That's why I hold them, by the way, because they are a cracking company. Yeah. By the way, if you want to receive my weekly email tips newsletter, visit sharepickers.com/tips. Thanks for listening.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.